The following is another Platter Radio Sports presentation.
Back out top, James, top of the key, three, off the front of the iron, won't go. One and done as the board's brought down by Shermer. Up the floor to Cremosta, spot up three, good. Eight straight for Ravenna.
Today, it's live coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island.
Nestle putting some pressure on the ball, but Brokaw's handling the pressure pretty well, has it in the offensive zone, and he'll get the ball out here for Elijah Hunter. Hunter directing traffic. He's picked up man-to-man. They lob it inside for Guyfon, who makes the catch and lays it up and in.
Some of the state's best high school basketball teams are paired against each other in today's 8th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. The action culminates with the nation's number one team, Oak Hill Academy, taking on Omaha South in tonight's premier matchup. All the excitement is coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center as one of the premier matchups of the Heartland Hoops Classic. About to tip off here, right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Randy Bushcutter with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball as we move over to the FM side for the fourth game of the night, where Elkhorn South, the number five team in Class B, will be taking on the number one team in Class C1, Columbus SCOTUS. SCOTUS comes in 17-3 on the season. Very tough schedule. Elkhorn South isn't afraid to play anybody, anytime, anywhere, and they've proven to be one of the better teams in Class B, and they will be a formidable opponent for the Shamrocks, who, as I mentioned, are number one in Class C1. Let's get you updated on what has happened so far here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. It began at 11 o'clock this morning with Amherst shooting 72% from behind three-point range to hit an 80-58 win over Ravenna. St. Cecilia controlled things against Bruning Davenport Shickley 64-38. Omaha Scott outscored Norfolk Catholic 61-48. And it was Grand Island Central Catholic able to hold off the Aurora Huskies by a final of 53-47. But now all eyes are on Columbus SCOTUS and Elkhorn South. And don't forget our 8 o'clock game, the premier matchup. The top-ranked team in the nation, Oak Hill Academy, will be taking on Omaha South at 8 o'clock. And Doug Duda will have the call of that one as he's making his way back from Elm Creek even as we speak. But right now it's SCOTUS and Elkhorn South as we're here in the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a look at the starters for the Shamrocks and for the Storm, coming up right after this timeout.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. It's time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the visitors from Elkhorn South. They'll be in their road dark blue uniforms with old gold numbers, letters, and trim. Their starters are Jace Patras, a 6'2 senior. Michael Cardell, 6'3 and a senior, will make the start, as well as Chad Carlos, who is a 5'11 senior. Johnny Trueblood, a 6'4 and a senior. Justin Costello, a 6-foot-tall sophomore, for head coach Alex Bob. For the Columbus Scotus Shamrocks, number one team in Class C1, their starters are going to be Nathan Ostick, a 5'9 sophomore. He'll start with Miles Putnam, who is 6'1 and just a junior. Dalton Taylor, a 6'4 sophomore. Cody Morachek, 6'4 and a sophomore. And the only senior starter is Grant Lamb. He is 6 foot tall for the Shamrocks, who, as we mentioned, the number one team in the state. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to take one last quick little break here, and we'll be back with the Storm and the Shamrocks. Elkhorn South taking on Columbus Scotus here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and we'll be back with the tip right after this timeout.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
DIC.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center as the Storm currently being introduced here. As again, we take a look at the lineup. They're 6'4, 6'3, 6'2. The Shamrocks, very, very young and have maybe a little bit of a size advantage. They'll have a couple of 6'4 kids, 6'1 and 6' out there as well. Don't forget Oak Hill Academy, Omaha South, the final game of the day here as, about six or seven Division I recruits so far on Oak Hill Academy's roster, including the nominee for the Naismith Award Player of the Year in Dwayne Bacon. Dave Bacon is 6'6 and a shooting guard. So he is a special, special talent that Oak Hill Academy is able to put out there. Here, Elkhorn South, Columbus Scotus, they've all been introduced. We're just about ready to go. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your year leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. So last-minute advice being given here for both Scotus and the Storm. The Storm, in fact, they're already out there. They're ready to roll. And the Shamrocks in their home white uniforms, says Shamrocks across the front, with kind of old-school numbers underneath. They're out there shaking hands with Elkhorn South. It just simply says South across the front of the numbers here for Elkhorn South. And jumping for South is going to be Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood will be going against Dalton Taylor here on the tip. And we're just about ready to get the fifth game of the day here at the Heartland Hoops Classic underway. Ball is in the air, and the tip still being tipped around, and South is able to come up with the basketball. So they've got first possession here, and they'll bring in the offensive end, kicking it off on the right side there for Carlos. Carlos works it back around the perimeter, hands it off here to Costello. Costello kicks right side, little penetration. Now backing out is going to be Trueblood. Trueblood is working the ball around, as they'll give it now here on the left side for Costello. Penetration here by Carlos. Gives it now top of the circle for Costello. He'll shoot a three, no good. And on the run here is going to be Trueblood after the offensive rebound. Cardell was able to kick it on the baseline, and the jumper's up and good here for Chad Carlos. So Chad Carlos with the first points of the ball game here for either team. He's stroked in the three, and it's 3-0 Storm here in the early stages. On the bounce here is going to be Morachek. He'll give it off on the right side for Lamb. Lamb in the lane, backing in, spinning his Taylor off glass. Oh, boy, that was about halfway down before he missed it, and then Costello pulls down the rebound. Costello in the offensive end, going to give the ball back out here for Trueblood. Trueblood drives the baseline, quick little shot, no good, and rebound taken out by Taylor. Taylor hands off here to Maracek, so here comes SCOTUS, as Maracek will hand it off in the corner. A little trail action here for Lamb, and Lamb will hit the three. So Lom strokes in that three-pointer. We're tied at three as both teams have hit a trifecta here. We're close enough to a horse racing track, we can say that. On the baseline, jumper by Costello, no good. Offensive rebound by Cardell. Cardell had it blocked, and then Taylor comes out of there with it after the block. On the run is Maracek. Maracek, a little out of control, lays it off, hits the bottom of the glass, and the loose ball is picked up here by Elkhorn. Trueblood on the run, throws it now on the baseline. He'll drive, has a shot blocked, but there's a foul on the body. And so to the line is going to be Johnny Trueblood. First free throws of the day here for Elkhorn South. So South would toe the line, tied at three, 6:11 to go here, first quarter, and the free throw hits the front of the rim. Soft rims here at the Heartland Event Center as it gave a little bit and then rolled around and goes in. South has had the only two leads of the ball game. And he hits the second free throw here to extend their lead to two. And across the timeline is going to be Nathan Ostick. Ostick is going to be picked up there left side by Costello. And they'll get it in the lane here for Taylor. Taylor working in, runs into the defender, but the defender is going to be called for the foul. And that'll be Michael Cardell's first foul of the ball game. So that's his first personal foul. And on the drive and shot, Dalton Taylor has earned a trip to the free throw line for a couple of freebies, and the first one's on the way and good. SCOTUS 17-3, no stranger to playing some pretty tough competition in that Centennial Conference. Grand Island Central Catholic knows that very well. Second free throw's up and good. So Costello will bring in the offensive end after a couple of makes. We're tied at five again. Costello on the bounce gives top of the circle here for Trueblood. Bounce on the left side for Patras. Around the perimeter on the right wing here for Trueblood. Trueblood shot off glass, no good. Long rebound going to be picked up by Putnam. Putnam on the run, stops at the high ball post, will turn around and score. That was a tough shot, but Miles Putnam is able to stroke it in, and SCOTUS has their first lead of the ball game at 7-5. Around the perimeter we go with it here. Left side is Costello. Costello gives it between the circles here for Garrett Streaks. And Streaks works it around. They give it off here left side for Trueblood. Trueblood gives it on the baseline for Patras. Patras has his pocket picked, and here comes SCOTUS on the run. With it here is going to be Lom. Lom gives it off on that right side. Three-pointer's good. So Lom with a nice defensive play, then a bucket in transition on the backside. And a little bit out of control on the drive, back in on the other end for Lom, as Lom will commit the foul. So Elkhorn South right now trailing Columbus SCOTUS 10-7. And the inbounding here is going to be SCOTUS. They'll pass around the perimeter. With the ball here is Lom. He'll hand the ball off here for Ostick. Ostick gives off on the right side off of a screen. Maracek has it. No kick on the left side for Lom. Lom's choked in a couple of threes, but he'll drive here. Takes off the back of the iron. No good. And rebound going to be taken out by Costello. Costello, long pass on the run. Bucket good for Johnny Trueblood. Boy, South just loves the fly up court after a missed basket. They outlet it very quickly. Taylor on the baseline in the corner here for SCOTUS. He'll step in the lane, dump into the corner. Three-pointer in the opposite corner. Shot's no good for Ostick. Long rebound. Quickly up court come the Storm. Trueblood has it. Trueblood now is going to slow it down and throw it on the right side here for Patras. Patras, three-pointer that barely draws any iron. And Putnam pulls down the rebound, and he'll bring it in the offensive end and will slow it down, giving it to Cody Maracek. Maracek back out here for Lom. Lom, well behind three-point line. I'm not saying out of his three-point range, though, because he stroked in a couple of nice-looking threes here. Lom now will try a fadeaway three top of the circle. That's no good. It was partially blocked, so the basketball belongs to SCOTUS. So Carlos will check back in here for Elkhorn South after the three-pointer was blocked, and it goes out of bounds. SCOTUS 10, Elkhorn South 9, 3:47 to go here in the first quarter. And checking in is going to be Jackson Kumpf for SCOTUS. And they'll inbound the basketball, throwing it out to Maracek. Check that, it's Lom who has it. Grant Lom on the bounce. We'll let everybody kind of move to the other side. And he'll throw it off on the right wing. Penetration here by Maracek. Maracek can't get the shot to fall. Rebounded by South. They're on the run. As Cardell had the rebound, gave it out that left side. Cardell can't get the tip after the miss. Then an offensive rebound in, up and good here for Zane Anderson. So Zane Anderson with an offensive rebound and bucket makes Elkhorn South the leader at 11-10. On the right side, a little work here for Lom. And Lom will kick it off on the left corner here for Taylor. Taylor now will set a screen for Maracek, who will dribble and give it back out for Taylor. Taylor on the baseline had a little trouble handling it. Otherwise, he'd been in good scoring position. And they'll work it back around the perimeter instead. Jackson Kumpf has it. Will drive on the baseline. Picked up defensively there by Streaks. They give it in the lane. Now kicking it out is going to be Taylor. He'll give it top of the circle here for Ostig. Ostig will give the ball off here for Lom. Lom will run her in the lane. Up and good. So Grant Lom now has 8 points in the ball game. And SCOTUS back on top, 12-11. Carlos will set a screen after passing to the right side. Streaks now has it. And now penetration here by Carlos. Carlos is going to kick it out. Open for three is going to be Anderson, and Anderson strokes it in. He's got five off the bench, and here comes SCOTUS on the run. Bouncing is Maracek. He'll give it off on that right side. Kumpf has it. Will dribble, get it on the baseline. Shielding the ball with his body there is Putnam, and now they'll work it around the perimeter. Penetration at left side. Putnam gets it back on the baseline. Backing in, kicking out. And now with the basketball is going to be Lom on the baseline. Lom's hit a couple of threes, will drive the baseline, kick it out top of the circle, and it's going to be picked up here by Maracek. Maracek gives the left side for Kumpf, and Kumpf works it back around, giving it off on the right wing. Being patient with the basketball here is going to be Maracek. Minute 40 to go in the quarter. Setting a screen for Lom. Lom has the dribble on that left wing. Jumper over there for Taylor. Taylor's shot's no good. Great offensive rebound by Kumpf. Pass back around the perimeter. Deflected. Storm come up with the steal. They're on the run. Trueblood has it. Trueblood takes it off glass and will score. Johnny Trueblood now with six in the ball game, and that was athletic because back defensively was Jackson Kumpf. And, boy, Johnny Trueblood had to adjust in midair and then take a different angle at the hoop. That's pretty athletic. Taylor on the baseline. Defender falls down. Will take a nice strong power dribble and lay it off the glass and in. Defender fell down, and Dalton Taylor just took an extra power dribble and a strong bounce there, and Elkhorn South has the basketball, leading it now 16-14. So they're going to slow it down a little bit as Johnny Trueblood. They're going to milk the clock here now with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Winners already today, Amherst, St. Cecilia, Omaha Scott, and Grand Island Central Catholic. SCOTUS right now trails Elkhorn South 16-14. The Storm have the ball, and I've eaten up 15 seconds talking about various things on this possession because there's nothing happening here because just dribbling and working the clock is Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood now with 20 seconds to go. And now the Shamrocks will come out with a little token pressure as Maracek comes out there. Pass is going to be tipped around, and SCOTUS comes up with the steal. With it is Kumpf. Plenty of time here. 9 seconds left. They kick it out here left side for Lom. Lom has the dribble. Lom gets the screen, top of the circle. Now 3 seconds left. Still has the dribble. He'll step back, fire a tough three-pointer. It's an air ball, and that will do it for the first quarter. It's Elkhorn South 16, Columbus SCOTUS 14 at the end of one quarter of play. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back here to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your
and
truck.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Shamrocks to toss it in here as Garrett Shanley will inbound the basketball. That's his first action of the day. He gives it to Nathan Ostig, and they'll give the ball off on the right side to Moracek. Moracek on the bounce, gives it now top of the circle here for Shanley. Shanley on that left corner with it is Ostig. Ostig gives it off on the right wing here. Now taking top into the circle here is going to be Anthony Cush. And Cush will shield the ball a little bit with his body, give it to Dalton Taylor. Much different lineup here for Columbus SCOTUS. Some of these guys said this is their first action. Ostig with a little penetration, kicks it off here on the right side here for Cush. And he's looking to get the ball back out to Shanley, but instead kicks it top of the circle here for Dalton Taylor. Taylor backing in, ball fake, steps in underneath, shot no good, fighting for the rebound, can't come up with it. And they're going to say he pushed on the back, and that's probably the right call. As again, we've seen a lot of action here in terms of, they're not calling ticky-tack fouls. No officiating crew so far here at the Heartland Hoops Classic has really called a real tight game. They let them play a little bit, but they had to call the foul there on Taylor fighting for that rebound. And that's just going to be the second team foul against SCOTUS. Elkhorn South also with two team fouls. Storm inbounding the basketball, and Justin Costello will kick the ball up ahead here for Cardell. Cardell gets the ball back as he passed it away off of the screen. He's able to lay it up and in. And now Elkhorn South with a four-point lead. Nice little pick and roll, and stepping on the sideline over there was Nathan Ostig. So Columbus SCOTUS turns the ball over. 18-14. South with that four-point lead here at intermission. And on the bounce is going to be Costello. Costello off the screen, gives it off for Chad Carlos. Carlos on the left side here for Trueblood. Trueblood shut off on the baseline. He's going to kick the ball back out here for Costello. Costello's going to fire a three, no good. And rebound going to be taken out there by Ostig. Ostig, long pass up ahead for the Shamrocks. They get it back to Moracek. Moracek's going to drive, and he runs into Carlos. And Carlos with the defensive play, because Moracek's going to be called for the charge. And we got a timeout taken here by the Shamrocks. 6:32 to go here in the first quarter. It's going to be second quarter. We're in the second quarter where Elkhorn South leads it 18-14. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Member FDIC. We'll take a quick break. We're back after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. First quarter numbers for you here real quick. Columbus SCOTUS was 5 of 9 shooting, so 56%. Elkhorn South was 6 out of 10, so that's 60%. And 2 for 2, three-pointer-wise, for Elkhorn South. 2 for 5 was Columbus SCOTUS in that first quarter. Here, South has the basketball and the lead, 18-14 after the timeout. And now with the basketball is going to be Costello. Costello will get the ball on the baseline. Defender in the air, the ball fake, and now Cardell will go to the line and shoot two. Got the ball on the baseline, got the defender up in the air, and as he was coming down, that's when he decided to go up. And so Cardell will be shooting two here. After the foul is whistled on Garrett Shanley, that'll be his first. So the free throw is up and good. And so Cardell has 3 points in the ball game. All of those coming here in the second quarter. Second free throw short, and the rebound's on the ground. The Storm are able to tie it up. And the possession arrow is pointing to Elkhorn South. So they'll kick around the perspiration on the floor a little bit and say that it's dry enough, and South will inbound underneath their own basket here. And they'll toss the ball in here for True Blood. True Blood backing in, and that little spin move. He'll float it over the top. He now has 8 in the ball game as he makes that. And the lead is 7 here for Elkhorn South. On the right wing with the basketball is Cush. He'll work the ball back around here for Grant Lom. As he comes back in the game, Lom will set a little screen here as dribbling is Taylor, and they'll work back around the perimeter. Driving here is Nathan Osteek. Osteek working against some pressure, stops on the baseline, passes tip, but picking it up here is going to be Putnam. And Putnam finds a cutter in Maracek. Maracek lays it up and in. And quickly after they made basket, here comes the Storm. True Blood on the run. Little jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound taken out by Putnam, and Putnam will hand back off here for Maracek. Maracek, top of the circle. They go for the steal, so Lom's going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. Storm pulled down the rebound. Long outlet pass by True Blood to Costello. Costello throws it up ahead to Pantras. His shot's no good, but an offensive rebound, a bucket, and a foul. Michael Cardell cleaning the glass, hit on the arm as he tipped it up. Shot trickled in, and now he'll have a chance for a three-point play. He's got now 5 in the game. And the foul is going to be on Miles Putnam, and that's going to be his first. So Cardell bends the knees, fires the free throw. It's a little bit short, and Shamrock's up high for the rebound. That's Maracek. Maracek kicks up ahead here for Anthony Cush. Now we're going to reset the offense as they give the ball off here to Osteek. Osteek on the bound. He'll kick it out for Lom, who throws left side for Maracek. Get a screen here from Lom, and so Maracek will fire a three. That's an air ball, and here come the Storm after snagging the rebound. Costello on the run. Long pass is going to be intercepted by Maracek, so the Shamrocks running back. Lom on the bounce here, kicks the top of the circle. Osteek's going to fire a three. In and out, no good. Rebound by True Blood. True Blood's going to dribble on that far sideline. They don't have numbers, but that doesn't stop the Storm from attacking as they lay it up with that right hand, and True Blood will head to the line as he couldn't get the shot to fall, but it rimmed out. And again, attack, attack, attack. That's the three words to describe Elkhorn South's offense. Made basket, they're going to run at you. Missed basket, they're going to run at you. It doesn't matter. They're going to attack immediately. And True Blood here will go and shoot 2 after the foul called. And the first free throw is no good. The foul, by the way, was on Cody Maracek, and that's going to be his 2nd. True Blood missed the free throw, so he now still has 8 in the ball game. We'll have one more free throw coming up here, and it's up and in. Columbus Scotus only 2 points so far here in the quarter, and Osteek will try to fix it by kicking off right side for Jackson Kump. Kump's going to drive the baseline, picked up defensively there by Zane Anderson. Entry pass down low, and backing in here is going to be Taylor. Taylor, nice little ball fake, takes it off glass, and he'll score. Dalton Taylor now 6 in the ball game, his first points here of the second half. And, well, the Storm forgot to have anybody catch the ball when it was inbounded. Sid Hoffman gets the inbounds, and he'll get the ball back out here for Chad Carlos. Entry pass that left side, going to be knocked loose, and then it's going to go off the legs of Jackson Kump. Kump had it momentarily, but Hoffman was able to get a second touch on it, and so it went off Kump's feet and out of bounds. So the Storm avoid the turnover here, and they'll inbound it and play a little half-court offense. They give it off right side after the inbounds for Hoffman. Hoffman's going to help work it around the perimeter with it. Now is True Blood on the left side. True Blood gets a little screen. Now will dribble to the baseline. Will take it off glass, and he'll score. Johnny True Blood, great body control there. He now has 11 in the game. And on the bounce here is going to be Grant Lom. Lom's going to make something happen. He hesitates while in the air, drew the body contact, and then put up the shot. So he'll go to the line and shoot 2 free throws to try to add to his 8 points in the game so far. 26-18, an 8-point lead right now for Elkhorn South with 3:37 to go here in the second quarter. And Lom will shoot 2, and the first one's up and good. The foul, by the way, was on Johnny Trueblood, just his first. Only 3 fouls have been whistled against the Storm here in the first half. 6 against SCOTUS. Second free throw for Lom, also good. So he's got 10 in the game. He's the first Shamrock in double digits. And with it is Carlos. Carlos kicks left wing for Zane Anderson. Anderson and Carlos playing catch with it. Now with it is Anderson left side. He'll shoot a three. No good. Offensive rebound by Trey Kennebec. Kennebec brings it back out for a cutter. Trueblood's going to drive in. And now Trueblood is fouled as he attacks. And now we'll go to the line and shoot a couple more. Nice offensive rebound by Trey Kennebec. And he was able to kick it out top of the key. And then immediately, as soon as he caught it, Trueblood knew what he was going to do. He drove in hard. And the free throw is up and no good. And by the way, Dalton Taylor called for the foul. That's now his third foul of the game. So he has some foul trouble here for the Shamrocks. Trueblood misses the free throw here, so it's still 26-20. And the second free throw is up and good for Trueblood. So Ostick will kick the ball here, left side in transition. Kump thought about the three. Now he just used his dribble once. Finds a cutter, and that's going to be Lahm. Lahm, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound tipped out by the Storm. Almost intercepted by Lahm. It's loose, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Skotas. Work by Lahm there. Kept that ball alive, and now Lahm gets it back left side and hits a three-pointer. Grant Lahm kept the ball alive by tipping it around, and they found him on that left side. After he got the ball loose, he went to his spot, got the ball, and drains the three-pointer. Entry pass down low for Kennebec, and Kennebec will score. Kick left side here, Lahm in transition. He'll hit another three. So he's got 16 in the game. He's gotten hot here in the last minute or so. He scored 8 straight points. Garrett Streaks has it. He'll give it off on the right side for Trueblood, and Trueblood will stroke in a three. They're lighting it up here. Long pass here for the Shamrocks. Driving, they're going to kick it out. Gummy stolen away by Trueblood. Trueblood with the steal. Trueblood will lay it off glass. No good. Rebounded by the Shamrocks. Coming out of it is going to be Maranchuk. He'll kick it up ahead here for Lahm. Lahm in the lane. Runs into Streaks. And what are they going to call? I think they're going to call Streaks for the foul. He didn't really come up with it cleanly initially. And as a result, that probably cost him the foul. Had he come out of there a little bit cleaner, I think Streaks would have been called. I mean, just would have had a steal here. But as it is, it's a foul, so the Shamrocks are going to inbound it. Maracek has it. Gives it top of the circle here for Lahm. Lahm works the top of the circle here for Ostick. Ostick gives it off on the right side for Kumpf. Kumpf still has the dribble. Gives it on the baseline here for Ostick. Ostick dribbling around. Picked up there defensively by Costello. And will give it top of the circle here for Lahm. And on the bounce here is going to be Grant Lahm. Lahm with a minute 42 to go here before halftime. Has it, takes it down the baseline, still working against some pressure, drives that baseline and scores. Grant Lahm absolutely red hot here in the last couple of minutes for Columbus Scotus. He's got 10 points in about the last 2 minutes. 18 in the game. With the basketball here is Zane Anderson. Anderson hit a jumper just a little bit ago. Helps work it back around the perimeter. Now with it on the right side is Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood being double-teamed, and they're going to get bailed out by a foul here by the Shamrocks. Trueblood was in a little bit of trouble, and now he'll go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. Anthony Cush going to check back in here for Scotus. The Storm will send Justin Costello back into the ball game. Jace Patras was also checking in here for the Storm. And to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 is Johnny Trueblood with a minute 10 to go here. Second quarter, his free throw is good. That'll make it now Elkhorn South 33, Scotus 28. And another free throw coming up here for Trueblood. Trueblood's free throw is up and good, so he makes both of them. Hit the front end and the back end of the 1-1. So here comes Ostick in the offensive end. Still has his dribble. Great man-to-man pressure being put on here by the Storm. Good work there by Costello. And now we're going to have a reach foul called on Chad Carlos. They got the ball to Lahm, and it's Lahm who will be heading to the free throw line. Nope, check that. That's just their. I looked at the wrong side. Not a 1-1 here just yet. Inbounded for Lahm. Pass knocked down, and that'll be a turnover. As they flip it in underneath, and it goes out of bounds. So South with the basketball here as Jace Pantras will inbound it. And he's looking for Justin Costello. And they're waiting a little extra time to inbound the ball. And getting it in is going to be Costello. Costello gives it off here for True Blood. Back out here for Patras. Patras gives it off of a screen now between the circles here for Chad Carlos. Carlos gives it on the baseline. Quick low jumper here for True Blood. His shot's no good. Rebounded by Anthony Kosh. And the ball's going to be knocked around, but Ostie comes up with it, brings it in the offensive end. And on the bounce is going to be Lom. Grant Lom has been all world here late in the second quarter. He'll dribble on that baseline. His shot's going to go off the back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Cardell, and Cardell will help kick it up ahead here for the Storm. And they're actually going to slow it down a little bit. Completely out of character for them, as Elkhorn South has a 34-28 lead here. Now with 10 seconds to go, they're milking the clock late here in the second quarter. On the baseline is Cardell, and we're going to have a hold called here against the Shamrocks with 6 seconds to go. And so True Blood will go to the free throw line, and it'll be a 1-1. The foul's on Kumpf, his second. And so True Blood's free throw is up and good. And that earns him the bonus. He's 7 out of 8 from the free throw line so far is Johnny True Blood. True Blood takes his time at the line, bends the knees, 6 seconds to go, hits the free throw late in the second quarter. Shamrocks inbounded, Ostie has it. 4 seconds left. Kick here left side with the ball is going to be Kumpf. Kumpf rolls it around. It's on the ground as it was deflected. And SCOTUS doesn't even get a shot off. So we head to the locker rooms. Right now, Elkhorn South has a 36-28 lead over Columbus SCOTUS. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report when we come back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic as we are at halftime of our fifth game of the day. And right now, the number 5 team in Class B, Elkhorn South, leads the number 1 team in Class C1, Columbus SCOTUS. It's the Storm 36 and the Shamrocks 28. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Things did not go well for Ravenna in our first game of the day here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, mostly because Amherst shot 72% from three-point range and was able to outscore Ravenna 80-58. Our second game of the day had St. Cecilia rolling over Bruning Davenport Chickley 64-38. Omaha Scott over Norfolk Catholic at the 2:30 game, 61-48 was the final there. And our previous game had Grand Island Central Catholic getting past Aurora. GICC, one of the top teams in Class C1, the number 4 in the state. Aurora, quality Class B team, but outside of the top 10. And the C1 team got the better of it, 53-47. Here, the B team is leading the C1 team as the number 5 team in Class B, Elkhorn South 36 and top-ranked Columbus SCOTUS 28 here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Taking a look at, we still have to total up some numbers here, but that gives you updated on what we've had here so far at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Don't forget we'll have coverage of district basketball for you next week. Beginning at Tuesday, we'll have girls district action from Lexington, and that'll be the matchup between Minden, Kearney Catholic, Cozad, and Gothenburg are in that sub-district, and we'll have those games for you on right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then on Thursday, we'll have the championship game. And again, people would think it's probably going to be Kearney Catholic and Minden in that one because, again, they're the top two of the top three teams in Class C1 in girls basketball. And we'll have some D1 basketball on our sister station on ESPN 1460 and 1550, as we'll have the sub-district from Kearney Catholic on both Tuesday and Thursday. That's coming up next week. Once again, we're still totaling up some numbers, but Elkhorn South right now has a lead over Columbus SCOTUS 36-28 at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at our halftime numbers here during the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're at halftime, where right now it's Elkhorn South with a 36-28 lead over Columbus SCOTUS. And let's take a look at our halftime numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for SCOTUS, being led by Grant Rom, who has 18 points here at intermission. 6 points for Dalton Taylor, 2 points for Miles Putnam, and 2 points for Cody Moracek. Columbus SCOTUS trailed at the end of one quarter 16-14, and now they trail here at halftime 36-28 to Elkhorn South. Leading the way for South is Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood has 19 points so far here in the ballgame. Chad Carlos has 7 points for Zane Anderson off the bench, 5 points for Michael Cardell, 2 for Garrett Streaks, and that will wrap up the numbers here for Elkhorn South as they lead it 36-28 here at intermission. Some other halftime numbers for you team-wise. So far, Columbus SCOTUS is 10 of 19 from the field for 53%. They have 12 rebounds in the game compared to 11 for Elkhorn South. They've turned the ball over 4 times. South has only turned the ball over 3 times, which is impressive considering how much both of these two teams like to run. 3-point shooting, Columbus SCOTUS right now is 4 of 9 from 3-point range for 44%. And the Storm, 3 of 5. They're shooting 60% from behind the arc. Free throw shooting, another advantage here for Elkhorn South, not in terms of percentage, but in terms of points, because Columbus SCOTUS is a perfect 4 for 4 from the free throw line, but they've only gotten there 4 times, and Elkhorn South is 9 of 13 for 69%, so they've gotten 5 more points from the free throw line, and they lead the game by 8, 36-28. So once again, that is our halftime score here, 36-28, Elkhorn South with lead over Columbus SCOTUS. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take another break, and we'll be back and take a look at some of the sub-district pairings that we have for you in girls basketball. Now that I found my sheets, we'll talk about that when we come back right after this.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today, we'll be here tomorrow, and we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. And again, we are at halftime, where right now the Elkhorn South Storm have a 36-28 lead over Columbus SCOTUS here at intermission. And as we mentioned, next week we'll be covering sub-district basketball for you, the C-110 out at Lexington. The first game of the day that we'll have right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM has Minden taking on Gothenburg. Minden is the number one overall seed in the state, and the number three overall seed in the state and number two in the sub-district is Kearney Catholic. They'll be taking on Cozad in the second game of the day, scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip over at Lexington on Tuesday. So the first game is at 5, which is a little bit earlier than the norm, but that will be in Lexington, the 5 o'clock game, Minden and Gothenburg, followed by the 7 o'clock game, Cozad and Kearney Catholic. Both of those games will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. In Class C2, of interest would be the district over in C29, as Donovan Trumbull, the 4 seed, will be taking on 5th seed at Franklin on Monday. Then on Tuesday, the winner of that game will be taking on St. Cecilia at 6 o'clock, followed by Sandy Creek and Superior after that. Elsewhere in Class D1 and on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550, the D110 at Kearney Catholic. Top-seeded Axtell will take on Overton beginning at 6 o'clock on Monday. That'll be followed by Amherst and Elm Creek at around 7:30. And again, that'll be on ESPN. Once again, we're at halftime, 36-28, an 8-point lead here for the Storm of Elkhorn South, who has the lead. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. The Shamrocks need to find some magic here, get something happening, as they're trailing it by 8. And me, I think I give the ball in to Grant Lom, who's got 18 points here in the first half. That would be their seeds to success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. And the ball is delivered in here for Columbus SCOTUS. They'll get it on the baseline for Dalton Taylor, and Taylor's going to work the ball around the perimeter. Now off of a screen, Miles Putnam has it, and Putnam threw the ball away. He had it top of the circle, faked it one way, was going to throw it back to the other player on the other side. Well, he'd moved by then, and since he did it somewhat no-look and quickly, he didn't know that until it was picked up by one of the ball girls at the end of the SCOTUS bench. So Elkhorn South, their first possession. They have it in the hands of Costello. Costello gives here left side for Trueblood. Trueblood, hot hand, had 19 in the first half, and he'll snick through the back door. Trueblood gets the pass down low, gets the pass from Pontras, and then is hit on the arm, so he'll go to the line and shoot two more free throws. That's Kump's third foul, as Jackson Kump called for the foul. And Trueblood will hit the first of two free throws. He now has 20 points in the ballgame, and Elkhorn South now leads it 37-28. Have not had a double-digit lead so far in the ballgame. That can change right here. It rolls out, no good, and rebound by Cody Maracek. Maracek in the offensive end here for SCOTUS, and Maracek will dribble. Hand off here for Lom. Lom kicks off on that right side. They get it on the baseline for Taylor. Back out, they kick it for Kumpf. Kumpf works it back around the perimeter. With the top of the circle here is going to be Taylor. Taylor on the bounce, looking for Lom, can't find him. Backdoor cut, and the pass is going to be intercepted here by Justin Costello. Nice job there by Costello, who's going to run, kicking it left side for Trueblood. Trueblood's going to fly in the lane. He'll scoop and score. 22 in the game for Johnny Trueblood. And again, in transition, Elkhorn South, even though they really didn't have numbers there after the turnover, they are just so deadly. Entry pass is going to be knocked down by Cardell, but Cardell clearly committed the foul. And that'll be his second. First of the second half here. So on the baseline, throwing the ball in is going to be Kumpf. Kumpf will give the ball to Putnam. He'll give off of the right side back to Kumpf. He'll try a 15-foot jumper, no good. And rebounded by Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood, long pass up ahead off the fingertips of Jace Pontras and out of bounds. So Pontras can't crack that one down. It'll be an Elkhorn South turnover. But it's one that the clock stops afterwards. You don't want to commit those turnovers that end up being a layup on the other end of the court. Don't want to commit any of them, but those are the ones that are really painful. On the bounce here is going to be Maracek. Maracek gives on the left side here for Taylor. And Taylor will dribble, takes it to the baseline. He's in the lane and in a little bit of trouble. Kicks it out here for Lom. Lom Dribbles that left side. He'll float and score. He's got 20 in the game. Lom for SCOTUS. True Blood for Elkhorn South. They're putting on a show. 22 for True Blood, 20 for Lom. On the bounce here is going to be Carlos. They'll enter the ball down low. Dangerous pass. Potras is able to track it down. He'll kick it out here for True Blood. And they'll work it back around. True Blood has it. He'll step back, fire a three. That's no good. Long rebound by Cardell. He'll hand it to True Blood, and around the perimeter we go. And Potras will try the three and hit the three. Went up high in the air and then went over the front of the rim. Hit the side over there. But nice shooter's touch, and Jace Potras hits the three-pointer, his first 3 points of the ball game. Lom has it. He'll shoot a three. He'll hit a three over the top of True Blood, and True Blood has that look like, are you kidding me? How in the world did that go in? And now the ball back in the hands of Johnny True Blood. They could play a pretty mean game of horse, those two. Potras will kick the ball left side. Costello, he's going to hit a three-pointer. His first bucket of the day. Well, a couple of Storm players hadn't scored yet. Hit three-pointers here in the quarter. Quick little runner, partially blocked by off of Taylor, and the loose ball's picked up by Costello. Costello in transition. He'll score. And a timeout here for Columbus SCOTUS. They are not happy on the sideline, as Jeff Onkanka is upset with how his Shamrocks are playing right now. And so Elkhorn South has a 14-point lead. Timeout Elkhorn South. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take timeout with them. Score is 47-33 in the third quarter. Back after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. I can't help it whenever I hear the music that's on in the background. I think it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. SCOTUS right now down by 14. They have to call the timeout to kind of get things, their house in order here a little bit. I kind of mentioned get the ball to Lom because he's been the hot hand. Well, he's the only guy that scored so far here in the second half. Everybody else is kind of standing around offensively. And Elkhorn South's got 3 pointers from Potras, 5 points from Costello. Those are a couple guys that didn't even score in the first half. Spinning here is Ostick in the offensive end here for the Shamrocks after the timeout. See what they have in mind here as Maracek has it. Maracek's picked up there defensively by Costello. Great job there by Costello. Maracek has to get the ball out here for Dalton Taylor. Taylor dribbles down to the baseline, gives it for Grant Lom. And Lom is picked up there by Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood, a complete basketball player, plays great defense as well. Dribble on that backside. Dalton Taylor flies in the lane. He's hit on the arm as he drew the contact. And so Dalton Taylor now, his first aggressive action of the second half will turn into a couple of free throws as Elkhorn South is called for the foul. That's Trey Kennebeck who is called for his first foul, and the free throw is no good. So Taylor misses the first of two free throws. He has 6 points, all those coming in the first half. As I said, Lom's the only guy that scored here in the second half until now. Taylor hits the free throw, and it's now 47-34. So on that left side, driving here is going to be True Blood. True Blood banks off glass, or rolls around, no good. Ostick pulls down the rebound. He's going to try to lead the break here for the Shamrocks, and he'll slow it down a little bit. Flips it back out here for Maracek. Maracek gives it left side for Taylor. Taylor's going to spin. One-handed shot, up and good. Dalton Taylor now with 3 in the quarter, 9 in the game. Quickly up ahead, they give it for Garrett Streaks, and Streaks has the ball knocked out of bounds by Lom, and the ball's going to stay in the hands of Elkhorn South here. But so quick, Elkhorn South, made bucket, don't care. We're going to go. They inbound it, and off they fly. Inbounded here by Costello, who get it to Trueblood, who drives the lane, and he hits it off the back of the iron. It goes up high, falls in, and now he's got 24 in the game. On the bounce is Ostick. Ostick will give the ball off on that right side for Maracek. Back to Ostick, who's going to drive, and Nathan Ostick's first bucket of the ball game. Long pass up ahead on the inbounds. Streaks, drives, and pushed on his way to the basket before the shot. And that will be on Grant Lom. That'll be his first foul. 23 points and one foul. True Blood inbounded, drives, kicks. Around the perimeter we go. Costello has it. And they'll get it off on that baseline for True Blood. They did not award a charge down there, but pretty good position there by Ostie. Three-pointer in the wing here for Costello. Shot's no good. Ball goes out of bounds on the rebound, and last touch by Jackson Kump. So South will inbound. Elkhorn South 49, Columbus Scotus 38 here at the Heartland Hoops Classic on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Costello with the basketball. We'll give it off here on the left side for Trey Kennebec. And now on the baseline is going to be Kennebec. Kennebec's going to kick it out. Three-pointer on that left side. The shooter streaks, knew that he missed it as he was checking it down immediately. Rebound taken out. Here comes Lahm in the offensive end for Columbus Scotus. He'll kick it top of the circle here for Dalton Taylor. Taylor in the lane, backing in. Shoots off glass, no good, but a foul. And I think that might be on Johnny Trueblood. Nope, they did not give it to Trueblood. They gave it to Costello instead. That's going to be his first. Well, Lahm has 23 points and only one foul. Trueblood only has one foul as well. And the free throw is up and good here for the Shamrocks. So Taylor makes the first of two free throws. And for the Storm, checking in is going to be Zane Anderson. Shamrocks make some substitutions as well as Maracek back into the ball game. Second free throw, good for Taylor. So it's now 49-40. So around the perimeter we go. With it is Chad Carlos. Carlos gives it off on that left side, and the backdoor pass knocked away. Underneath there was Michael Cardell. They were trying to snap it into him, and the Shamrocks recognize it just in time to knock the ball out of bounds. So the Storm to inbound, and on the far sideline here is going to be Streaks. Streaks is going to come in and get the ball in the opposite corner, and they'll get it on the back door inside for Trueblood, and Trueblood will score. Johnny Trueblood strokes it in. He's got 26 in the game. Check that. He's got 28 in the game. So driving here is going to be Taylor. Taylor, strong off glass, no good. But he's hit on the arm by Cardell, and Cardell will pick up, I believe, his third foul. So again, Taylor going back to the free throw line, where Dalton Taylor has been making a living. As he's scored five of his six, he's got 5 points from the free throw line. Free throw here is up and good. Missed the first one, hit the second one. 51-41. And after taking the first half of this quarter off, Columbus Scotus has finally got some offensive rhythm going. Trueblood on the bounce here with a minute 56 to go. He's picked up there defensively by Cody Maracek. And he'll kick the ball on the left side out here for Zane Anderson. Back out for Trueblood. Trueblood's going to split the defense, take it off glass, and score. Johnny Trueblood putting on a clinic here. As Trueblood now has 30 points in the game. Cush gives the ball off here for Ostie. Back out for Lahm. Lahm's going to try a fadeaway three. It's no good. And rebound ripped out of there by Cardell. So Cardell pulls down the bound, and slowly they'll get the ball in the hands of Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood's going to drive, change gears, shot, no good. Rebound taken out by Maracek. Shamrock's on the run. Maracek gives it on the baseline to Taylor. Taylor backing in. Bounce pass back out for Ostieck. They'll get the ball back around into Ostieck's hand after he gave it away momentarily. Off a screen, they give it to Taylor on the baseline, and Taylor took an extra step, so that'll be a turnover. So 53-41, a 12-point lead here for Elkhorn South. They took the lead in that second quarter, and they have not relinquished it. They led by 8 at halftime. They push the lead out to 15 at one point. And now they lead it 41-53. A little floater on the right side. Jumper's good for Justin Costello. So Costello strokes that one in. And Ostik, with a little bit of trouble, loses the basketball, used up his dribble, and he'll give the ball off here for Lahm. And Lahm's going to put up a desperate-looking three. No good. Rebound tipped around. Ostik has it. Ostik will give it off on the right side for Maracek. Maracek will give the ball off. And a little drive here by Maracek as he got the ball back. And Cody Maracek lays it up and in. He kicked it and got it back really in the span of about 1 second. Now Trueblood brings in the offensive end, gives it to Costello. 9 seconds left to go in the quarter here. Pass on the baseline. Taking his time with it is Carnell. Entry pass, and we're going to have a hold called on the Shamrocks with 3 seconds to go. So Tate Van Cannon is called for his first foul of the ball game. And Costello will inbound it with 3 seconds here. He'll lob it in into the hands of Trueblood. Trueblood, ball fake from the free throw line. Jumper, a little bit short, and that will do it for three quarters of basketball. But Elkhorn South leads it by a dozen, 55-43, as we'll head to the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. As the Elkhorn South Storm, boy, they like to run. Made baskets, they take off. Missed baskets, outlet it, they take off. It doesn't matter what happens. They are looking to attack. And Justin Costello now will bring it in the offensive end. And working against a little pressure here by Maracek. Storm working around the perimeter. Trueblood has it, and Trueblood's going to drive, has his shot blocked, and coming out with it is going to be Lahm. Lahm on the run, has the ball knocked away there by Trueblood, and has to slow it down a little bit, gives it away, now gets it back, working the baseline is Lahm. He's working against some pressure here by Carlos, gets behind the glass, steps back in, fires a long jumper, no good, rebound out to Trueblood. Trueblood's going to drive, has his back to the basket as he flips it up and in, and now Trueblood has 32 points in the ball game. So on the bounce will be number 32, Cody Maracek. Maracek gives it left side. Trueblood nearly making the steal as the ball goes out of bounds. 57-43, 14-point lead here for Elkhorn South with 7:15 to go. And the number 5 team in Class B right now in control over the top team in Class C1, Columbus Scotus. On the dribble here is going to be Maracek. Maracek gives it on the baseline. Spinning here is Taylor. Taylor's shot's no good. Rebounded and falling out of bounds is Cardell, but he's able to find Costello, who brings in the offensive end. Kick into the corner. A three in transition that's no good for Carlos, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And that'll go against the Storm. I think they're going to give it to Cardell. And Cardell... And that's his fifth foul, yeah. He's just fouled out of the ball game. So he fouls out of the ball game with 5 points. Trey Kennebec will check in for him since he's fouled out. Cody Maracek brings to the offensive end, and they set up Maracek, a little alley-oop. Shots no good, hung on the rim. Rebounded by Kennebec. He'll give the ball off to Costello. Storm on the run here. Bouncing is Costello. They leave him alone. He'll step back and hit a three. Justin Costello strokes in the three-pointer. He's got 10, all of them here in the second half. Driving is Lahm. Lahm, little floater in the lane, up and good. So Lahm with a tough shot, but he's able to stroke it in. And here comes Carlos. Carlos gives it off right side. Three-pointer for Costello. Up and in. He's feeling his oats. So he's got 13 in the game as he strokes another three-pointer in. Second one of the quarter. Third of the second half. Driving here is Taylor. Taylor, one-handed floater, up and good. And Dalton Taylor with the bucket. So quickly after the main basket, here comes Costello. Costello's had the hot hand. He'll kick the ball in the corner on that right side. On the bounce, here's Garrett Streaks. Back out to Costello. Costello will direct traffic with 5:35 to go. Picked up defensively by Maracek. They'll slow it down. And the Storm give it to Streaks on that right side. Back around the perimeter left wing. With it is Carlos. Carlos, top of the circle for Costello. A three-pointer. That one hits the rim and is short and rebounded by Kumpf. So Kumpf will snag the bound. Shamrock's looking to run. Now Lom with a jumper on that right side. It's up and in, and we've got a timeout being taken here by Columbus SCOTUS. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. 63-50, Elkhorn South with lead back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth where, boy, these two teams have been lighting it up as Elkhorn South at halftime here was up 55-43. And we've gotten to 63 points here fairly quickly as they've got, they've really kind of attacked. Stroking the ball in, a couple of three-pointers here for Costello. Costello, 13 points, all of them in the second half. He's hit three three-pointers. Johnny Trueblood, though, holy cow, 32 points for Elkhorn South, leading the way. And Grant Lom, kind of that attitude of whatever you can do, I can do better. Well, he's got 28 in the game. So that's a lot of points from two guys. Lom for SCOTUS and Trueblood for Elkhorn South. Elkhorn South has the basketball. They'll get the ball to Costello. Costello on the drive will pass it off to Trueblood at the last moment, and now Trueblood has 34. And the steal by Trueblood. Trueblood's going to lay it up and in after making the steal, knifing right back in. So four quick points here for Trueblood, and he's got 36 in the ball game, and he pushes the lead out to 17, 67-50. That is going to be their largest lead of the game so far. Justin Costello going to be called for his second foul. Little hand check foul. And Tate Van Cannon will inbound the basketball, working around the perimeter for Maracek. Cycling through there is Lom, but holding onto the basketball is going to be Maracek. Maracek on the dribble, takes it on the baseline, little floater up and in. Hit the rim, and bounced back toward the glass and rolls in. So Trueblood will get the inbounds, lobs it up ahead here for Streaks. And Garrett Streaks will give the ball back out for Trueblood. And Trueblood has been just gold with that basketball. One reason why Elkhorn South leads by 17. He'll drive. Shot's going to be deflected and picked up by Dalton Taylor. Nice play there by Taylor. And then the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Streaks. And so it will be Elkhorn South back on defense. And Streaks coming out of the game. Zane Anderson will come back in here for Elkhorn South. So on the bounce here is going to be Nathan Ostig. Ostig's going to be picked up here by Costello, and they'll hand the basketball off on the right wing here for Cody Maracek. Maracek on the dribble, top of the circle, picked up there man-to-man by Pantras, and the lob pass left side for Taylor. Taylor working on the baseline, well outside the lane. Will snap the ball back around, ball fake here by Ostig, gives it off for Lom. Lom will fire a three, and he'll hit a three. 31 in the game here for Grant Lom. Long pass up ahead to Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood now, he's going to slow things down. He's picked up there by Cody Maracek. Brings it in the offensive end. He is working against a little pressure there by Van Cannon. So they'll work the ball back around the perimeter. Right side, Zane Anderson has it. And we'll give the ball top of the circle here for Trueblood. Trueblood on the drive, stepping through well before a shot. He's fouled. And so that's just going to be the fourth team foul here on SCOTUS in the second half. So they got a couple more to give here. 4 Maracek, that's going to be his third foul. So ball inbounded here for Costello. Costello, top of the circle, giving the ball off here for Zane Anderson. Anderson's going to hand the ball for Costello. Costello, right side, penetration here by Cardell. Cardell has the ball knocked loose by Kumpf, and they're going to say that it went off the leg of Trueblood and out of bounds. So good work there by Kumpf to harass the pass and force the Elkhorn South turnover. It's a 12-point ball game, and dribbling here is going to be Lom. Lom kicks into the corner for Taylor. Taylor's three's no good. Rebound tipped around, and Costello comes up with it. Costello has his pocket picked by Lom. Lom's got it back, doesn't have numbers, but Lom's going to float on that left side. It's an air ball, and rebounded by Zane Anderson for Elkhorn South. So Trueblood will slowly bring it across the timeline with a 2:45 to go, and Elkhorn South leading at 67-55. Bouncing on the baseline is going to be Trueblood. Trueblood throws it between the circles here for Anderson. Kick on the left side here for Costello. Costello out for Trueblood. Trueblood drives the baseline, floats off glass, no good. Rebound by Taylor, and we're going to have a foul here on Elkhorn South. So Taylor snagged the rebound, and this is just a torrid pace as these two teams are really attacking each other. And if you think this pace is quick, I think in Omaha South and Oak Hill Academy, might have a little bit more octane that they can kick into a higher gear. This has been very entertaining. SCOTUS fans, though, have been fairly quiet because their team has trailed most of the second half. In fact, the entire second half, most of the ball game, and they trail it right now by a dozen with 2:26 to go. And honestly, I'd say they've been playing pretty well. 1-1 here for Dalton Taylor. And Taylor hits the front end to earn the second one. So he's got now 15, make it 16 in the ball game as he makes the second free throw. And the ball is going to be inbounded here for Chase Denton momentarily. Denton's going to hand the ball off here. And in the offensive end comes the Storm. Johnny Trueblood has it. He'll throw it between the circles for Costello. Costello on the bounce, gives it off on that left wing for Chad Carlos. Carlos has the ball knocked loose by Lom. And Lom's going to commit the foul trying to get that ball when it's loose, and he will commit his second foul. He's got 28 in the game, though. No, he's got 31. My apologies. He's got 31 in the game. Long pass up ahead, and Johnny Trueblood lays it up and in. He's got 38 in the ball game. I'm going to have to check the record book to see what's the most points scored by any one player here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. And the steal by Trueblood. Trueblood with the steal. He's going to lay it up and in. So that's now going to be 40 in the game for Johnny Trueblood. So Ostie on the bounce here. We'll take it now top of the circle. We'll drive. Dish kicks in the corner right side for Kumpf. Back around the perimeter to get it off here for Lom. Lom on the right wing. Will fire a three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Trueblood. And Trueblood will be picked up there man-to-man by Cody Maracek. Maracek will give the ball off to Trueblood, and Trueblood will drive around, and that is the most points ever scored at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Neil Kilchristie of Palmer back in 2008 had 37. Well, now he's got 40. So that's a new record here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and he'll have a chance to add to it here. He was fouled, so he's going to be shooting two free throws, and the first one's good. Why not add to it? He's got 41 in the game. And a timeout being taken. No, they're just going to have a whole line change here for the Shamrocks as they're going to bring in a brand new crew here as Cole Harrington, Toby Tooley checking in, Quinn Blazer into the ball game here. And at the free throw line is going to be Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood hits the free throw. He's going to come out of the ball game, get a nice round of applause from the Storm fans as he finishes with 42 points in the ball game. That is a new Heartland Hoops Classic record. So Harrington brings in the offensive end here for the Shamrocks as it's 73-57. On the bounce is going to be Thule. Thule works it around for Harrington. Now top of the circle with it is Quinn Blazer. They'll get it top of the circle here for Thule. Working their way down low here is Anthony Cush. He wants the ball, but they'll kick it out top of the circle here for Garrett Shanley. And Shanley will hit a three. His first points of the ball game. And we've got 45 seconds to go. 73-60, Elkhorn South with the lead and the basketball. They'll get it out here for Zane Anderson. Anderson, with a little bit of pressure being put on, kicks the ball out over there for Brady Bender. Bender will get the ball back out here for Anderson. Anderson on the baseline. They'll double-team him, and he'll throw the ball in down low and off glass. Chase Denton will score. Nice pass inside for Denton, and he had a nice finish on the baseline drive. Thule had the ball momentarily, now gives it left side for Shanley. Shanley backing in. Shanley shoots over the top of the defender. A little bit strong. Rebound going to be taken out by Anderson. 8 seconds left. Anderson will bring it across the timeline. Throws it over on this right side here for Sid Hoffman. 1 second left, and that's going to do it. Elkhorn South with a 75-60 win over Columbus SCOTUS. And obviously the story of the game is Johnny Trueblood, who finished with 42 points on the night, a new Heartland Hoops Classic record. Elkhorn South now 15-4 on the season, and the top-ranked team in Class C1, Columbus SCOTUS, falls to 17-4. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Our final score in our fifth game of the day was Elkhorn South 75, Columbus SCOTUS 60. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. So let's go through all the action here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and we'll give you the individual numbers here in just a moment. It began today at 11 a.m. with Amherst over Ravenna, 80-58. St. Cecilia over Bruning Davenport Shickley, 64-38. Omaha Scott with a 61-48 win over Norfolk Catholic. Grand Island Central Catholic over Aurora, 53-47. And now Elkhorn South with a 75-60 win over Columbus SCOTUS. Take a look at the individual numbers. We'll begin for Elkhorn South, who are now 15-4 on the season. The number five team in Class B got 42 points from Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood with about a dozen rebounds as well, so he's got a double-double, but 42 points. That is a new Heartland Hoops Classic record that was set, what would that be, 7 years ago. And so now a brand-new mark as he comes up with the very impressive game here, winning it with 42 points. 42 points here for Johnny Trueblood. Justin Costello did not score in the first half, but he hit three three-pointers in the second half. He finished with 13 in the game. After that, Chase Denton, he had two late in the game. Garrett Streaks with two. 3 points for Jace Patras, 5 points for Michael Cardell, and Zane Anderson also came off the bench. He finished with 7, 3 points for Chad Carlos. But again, 42 points for Johnny Trueblood, a new Heartland Hoops Classic record. For Columbus SCOTUS, great effort by Grant Lom, as Lom finished with 31 in the game. Also in double figures here for the Shamrocks was Dalton Taylor. He finished with 14, 6 points for Cody Muracek. Off the bench, Garrett Shanley stroked in a three-pointer, so he has three in the game. And Nathan Ostig also with 2 points for SCOTUS. So the Shamrocks do fall here, but wow, great effort by Grant Lom with 31 points in the ball game, and obviously huge night tonight for Justin Costello, who finished, Johnny Trueblood, who finished with 42 points in the ball game. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the team numbers and set up the stage here a little bit for Oak Hill Academy and Omaha South here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll take a quick break. We'll wrap up things here for game number five right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Let's update the scoring leaders in the history of this event. Number one is Johnny Trueblood with 42 points, breaking the record set by Neil Christie of Palmer. And tied for fifth place now is Columbus SCOTUS's Grant Lom with those 31 points. That's good for fifth place all time here. But again, a new scoring record set by Johnny Trueblood with those 42 points in the ball game. It was an interesting game at halftime. It was 8 points, and you just kind of felt like SCOTUS was probably just a quick little run away from being right back in this one, but holy cow, Johnny Trueblood did not allow that to happen as Elkhorn South rolls in this one 75-60. They led by 17 a couple of times and hold on for a nice 15-point win against the top-ranked team in Class C1. South wins at 75-60. Here in the ball game. We're just totaling up our final team numbers here that we have for you. And don't forget that coming up, it's scheduled for an 8 o'clock tip, Oak Hill Academy taking on Omaha South. Omaha South is the number two team in the state of Nebraska, and Oak Hill Academy rated number one in the nation. And boy, the name you're going to be hearing a whole lot tonight is Bacon for Oak Hill Academy, because he is a Naismith Award nominee for the best high school player in the country. And Dwayne Bacon, a 6'6 senior, is an outstanding basketball player, one of the best in the country. Take a look at some team numbers here for Columbus SCOTUS. 21-40 shooting for SCOTUS, so they shot 53% from the field. But Elkhorn South was 28-47, a 60% shooting night here for Elkhorn South. And they also had a tight match in terms of rebounding. Columbus SCOTUS with 21 rebounds, 19 for Elkhorn South. Elsewhere, the shooting, three-point shooting for SCOTUS. They were 8-16 for 50%. Elkhorn South was 6-14 for 43%. But free throw shooting, 22-30 was Elkhorn South, so they got 22 points from the free throw line. Meanwhile, Columbus SCOTUS only got to the line 10 times. Shot pretty well there, but they only got to the line 12 times. They shot pretty well, hitting 10. So they are 10 of 12, so 83% free throw shooting, 73% shooting night here for Elkhorn South. And again, 42 points from Johnny Trueblood as they set a new scoring record here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Once again, your final, 75-60, Elkhorn South over Columbus SCOTUS. Well, we're going to have a little bit of an extended pregame here as Oak Hill Academy just starting to warm up here a little bit. They will give them a little bit more than 20 minutes to go out there in a few moments and they'll put on a little bit of an exhibition with their warm-up session, both Omaha South and Oak Hill Academy. So if you can make it out here to the Heartland Event Center, not a bad time to do it. We've got 47 minutes on the clock, so we're probably about 40 minutes away before we start the pregame here between Columbus SCOTUS. Before we have the pregame here between Oak Hill Academy and Omaha South. Once again, it's final. Elkhorn South 75, SCOTUS 60, and that is the fifth game of the day here at the Heartland of Hoops Classic. We're going to turn away to the studio for a little while. Want to certainly thank all of our sponsors are helping us bring you coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Once again, 75-60 is the final. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.